Om Shanti. Welcome. Welcome back. So, here we are again in this circle. And I think in the time between the first session and this session, everyone have experienced different circles. And we had the opportunity to imagine ourselves as egoless. This was the idea to now to this moment to experiment with this idea to be egoless like Shiv Baba himself, like the point himself. Because the intention of this session now is about a point coming from the circling, the cycling to a point. So I think first it is nice to hear some experiences about what you have felt or what you have thought about being egoless. Did anyone do something with this? I did. Yosita. I think I found that it's actually life is much more simple when I experience egolessness, egoless stage. Every moment I was sitting and I was thinking in a certain way and I thought I'm egoless, then everything just, oh, this is relaxed. That feel that ego is like a kind of tension, actually. So this was my experience, but I love to hear your experiences. So if anyone can share something, Yosita can come with the mic. And please do, because we uplift each other by hearing stories from each other, experiences.
Om Shanti. So after the class, we went out for the flag hoisting. Yes, to be part of the circle. And there was a very beautiful soul. She was dancing like there's no one around. She's a Telugu Mata who's, I think, come here for seva. And she was wearing beautiful ornaments. I'm sure everybody has noticed her. She was, and when I looked at her, she was not bothered. Who's dancing, who's not dancing, who's looking, who's not looking. She was just in the ras. And that was beautiful. That was so beautiful without thinking. So that gave me an inspiration. And then, okay, we danced a little bit. I danced with you, I think, a little bit. And then we were on the bus to Pandavavan. So there was a brother from Vietnam and there was a Tamil brother. Little English, no Tamil. But we sang a song. He sang a song in Vietnamese. I sang a song in Hindi. And Tamil brother sang a song in Tamil, for Baba. So, the only point I'm trying to make is that, and I encouraged other sisters from Kazakhstan or Russia to sing a song, and they probably didn't understand. Of course, there's a language barrier. But then we sang. Even though we didn't know the language, we were just singing. And that was something which I thought was, you know, bringing the consciousness in that oneness, in that one, even though we don't understand the language, even though we don't, yesterday Brother Ken was saying the same thing, you may not be able to speak this language, but there is one language of God, which we all understand. Even if we don't speak Russian or they don't speak Hindi, I'm sure if we sit in a room, we'll be able to speak without, because we're all one, we've got one Father and we're all in one energy.
So it was actually the weak consciousness you could feel everywhere. Yeah, thank you for sharing. Beautiful. Anyone else? I think this sister. You'd like to share?
Om Shanti. So it's been a little bit of my practice, and so it was kind of on the same page. You know how Baba was saying, incorporeal in thoughts and egoless in words. And so that's been kind of my focus because I do feel that I have a lot of ego in words. I mean, we don't think so, but, you know, And but it was interesting because for me it was like taking a step back and not saying every time I want to say something. You know, because we can just blabber this, you know, about something or the other. And but I also noticed how others are in that form, you know, because you are stepping back, you can observe. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I wasn't making a judgment on them, but it was just interesting for me to see, like, you know, we just talk a lot about inconsequential things and give too much information about what is not. So, but I think I do the same, and so I was just observing, like, if there was a conversation, I was not necessarily, even though I may have had one or two thoughts about saying something, like, let it go.
Om Shanti. So I have two experiences during session and one after session. During session, when you told us to draw the circle, first time you like leave that gap. On that time, I was kind of feeling like, oh, something is missing. So I think, what is missing? I was thinking that confluence is missing in that circle. Without that confluence is that's the part, like I said, oh, this is missing. And second, when you ask us to draw the circles, when I was drawing the circle, I have this feeling like circle going again and again and again. And I have this kind of feeling the soul is like kind of timeless. Soul, that's the nature of the soul as well, like being a timelessness. Yeah. And after we went from there, after having lunch, so I had a call from Lokik side. And I said, oh, I don't want to deal with that, actually try to escape, but I say, okay, but drama is accurate, that's the thought came in, but drama is accurate, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And I talk to them and things go smoothly as in expected.
Om Shanti. Although I was not consciously practicing the egoless stage, but because I had a strong determinant aim to practice solitude, Baba and myself, what I found is that any time if the mind or the sense organs want to go somewhere else where they don't have to go, as if Baba pulls the soul back to the soul conscious stage. And even I was just sitting here and thinking about something, and even the word personality was bringing ego, because Baba never used that word just like that. It is always with the title. So when Baba gives us titles and we use it from a soul conscious stage, we can never ever experience ego. But even that simple little word, personality, I was feeling how in a very subtle way it is, you know, triggering the ego again. So it is very, very subtle, but I feel that practicing the what Baba is emphasizing a lot, to be in solitude, yeah, Baba and myself, it gives a lot of strength to the soul and a lot of protection also for your mind and your sense organs.
Om Shanti. Actually, the affect signals every day.
Yeah.
On solitude and unity.
Yeah, and yeah. Solitude doesn't mean you are alone. No, solitude is really you and Baba. That's it. And because it is you and Baba, then automatically the soul is taught by Baba to see things from his perspective. You know, it's good to be with him. Sorry?
It is lovely to be with him.
It is great to be with him.
Hello everyone. Thank you for giving me a chance to share my thinking about egoless. And with my situation, I was born in the East. So when I was a kid, I was taught that I need to suppress all of my feeling, and that I always need to show outside for a good action, like a gentle one obedient, but I egoless because the fear, because of the society norm. But in another time, I have a chance to go to the West, and in order to have adopt how to be independent and freedom. And at that time, I feel that I can be independent. I can do anything with Baba. And after that, I recognize I make a lot of mistakes. Because if I keep freedom like that, that is really an ego. If I keep freedom and independent like that, maybe I can bother others. And in this Madhuban trip, I really understand that Baba teach me a big lesson about how to bow down my head, how to be humble, how to be humility. I bow my head in order so I can be harmony with others. For I bow my head so that I can join the roof. I bow my head not because of I afraid or I need something from others, but because I want to share in the love, share in the feeling together, because finally we are the same family. We need to be love each other with unconditional love. And the moment I sing the song with the brother, I feel so embarrassed and guilty why I do that. I am bother others because I feel so guilty, and then I come to Baba's room, and so Baba really taught me. He said, I need to be more humble, I need to be bow my head, I need to be know how to learn how to be in the roof, and not because of fear, but not because of love. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Beautiful realization. Wow.
Om Shanti. For me, egoless is accepting what I have experienced today. Egoless is accepting the drama as it is. Because we have expectation that situation should be like this, people should be like this. Even I have to be like this. Things should work on this way. But that never happens. Situation changes. We also sometimes go in a different way. People we behave differently. So today, this Sunday, Avyakta Babdad also, that Murali also, Brahma Baba, because of his power of accepting others, he became number one, it is told. So I also thought we have to accept everything as it is. So that is being egoless. Then the problems will be seen as there is some benefit. We can see the benefit because we will feel light. Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah, it's wonderful to hear all this experience, and I know everyone who's sitting in the chair now, your own experience go through your mind, or you recognize it, and yeah. So the circle is actually, all this circling is happening. When one is sharing, it's about all of us. And I would like to use this session to draw revelation closer to us, to draw to us this moment where we are one, where we feel the wholeness together, because we have memories of that inside ourselves. We know what oneness is. So how to, after circling around, it becomes silent, and it becomes, we become together the point to refill Baba. So silent, nothing anymore in between that. And I think when we are thinking about this and writing about this, then we are drawing it closer to us. So I think it's nice, just a little commentary I will speak on subtle regions, because actually it's about the angelic stage together. Actually, I think that Brahma Baba used also this way of drawing his destiny towards him. He had on his hanger the clothes of Krishna. So he saw every day that that is who I will become. And I don't think many of us will have this in our room, our golden age of clothes, but he did. Yeah, so it's yes, he had a dress. It was in the Morli recently that Shiv Baba said that Brahma Baba had in his room clothes from Brahma Baba. And I remember from a book with Dari Jenki that she was in History Hall. She was looking for Brahma Baba and she couldn't find him, and he was in History Hall and she looked through the windows. Everyone who knows the story is nodding. And he was dancing as Krishna. And she said, Baba, what are you doing? And I said, I'm dancing. I'm Krishna. So can you feel it? He had such intoxication. So this intoxication of oneness that he has, and which is now entering the room and everyone can feel it, that's what we're going to do with the angelic stage, with the oneness, without any ego. So let's start with some meditation commentary. And then I want to ask you, on page 66, there is a spiral. And we are going to do spiral writing. So I bring you a little bit into it, and then you can start spiral writing. And you can do it in the book, you can do it in your notebook, or you can have a white paper. I don't know what you want, but if you want a white paper, Yosita and others can distribute it. So put up your hand if you want a white paper. And just start to imagine ourselves in the subtle region, in this world of beautiful white light. Very familiar to us. It's really feeling like home. And feel how you are dressed in light, dressed in white light. See yourself and experience yourself and feel this completeness of yourself. We are in a gathering. We are in a gathering, very soft and gentle circle of angels. And Brahma Baba, Bab Dada, is coming to us in his as a beautiful dressed angel in white light. And now I start writing, spiral writing, from outside to inside, to the point. I just start writing my vision of the subtle regions, me being there in the gathering of angels. I just keep on writing. I don't stop. I take my pen, pick up my paper, and just start writing this vision, this experience, the feeling, what I see, everyone around me in Bab Dada. So as if I'm writing a story, of me and the subtle regions, the story of us, the whole family in the subtle region. I'm the one who is part of this creation, this subtle creation of angels, of revelation. I bring it closer. I want you all to stand up in this consciousness and to really feel what you have been writing or been thinking of, somewhere deeply thinking, very beautifully, and somewhere writing. So please stand up, no talking, please. Just this angelic consciousness. And you can leave the music on, brother. It's very nice. Thank you. And just, you can just see if you can come out of your role and just walk a little bit around in this angelic consciousness. Feel really you are in the subtle region and it's really perfect. It's really perfect and you feel very angelic while walking around. Egoless, light, free, no worries. Very, very pure. Complete and perfect. You feel surrounded by angels. You feel Bab Dada in the subtle regions, and it's so safe, so safe. No ego, nothing can happen. Only a pure body of light. Now please, in this very subtle consciousness, see if you can find someone to share with, but do it in an angelic way. Find someone, look at each other as angels, and just share your experience, how you feel. See if you can find someone from your language. And if you have no one to share with Baba. Share your feelings of your heart with Baba. One more minute. Om Shanti. Can you all go to your seat? Om Shanti. I wait with speaking till everyone has translation on their ears. Om Shanti. Yes. If you would sit here, you could see very smiling faces. It's really beautiful. Yeah. Can you sit down? So this energy, this feeling, this circle, this is our safety. We can step into it any moment, wherever we are. This is our safety. This is our fortress. And Baba is creating it every day with us in Amrit Vela, in the Murli, in study we can do. But to really bring it alive, we have to do a little bit more often. To really start writing about it, start speaking about it. In meditation, really generate this angelic feeling. And don't be afraid to visualize. It's not fantasy, it's reality. Yeah, it's very important to visualize, to see it really. Yeah. The next thing, that is page 78. I know you like to know where we are. And what I want you to ask is, we, with Baba together, are going to write a movie scenario. You're all going to be writers of your own movie scenario with Baba in the last moments. Yeah, and it's going to be perfect. It's going to be perfect. So maybe first I read something about this. It starts on page 75. It is the second extract. Reveal the achievements you are acquiring through tapasya in your life, your connections, your relations, and through your behavior and face. First, reveal this within yourself, and then with your relationships, and you will be revealed on the stage of the world. After that, the drums of revelations will play. The memorials show the picture of Shankar opening his eye and destruction taking place. Shankar represents the bodiless form of tapasvis who transform the vices in the form of snakes into a garland around their neck and who are constantly seated in the elevated pose of the highest stage. The third eye is the eye of perfection and completeness. When you tapasvis create the thought of world transformation from your perfect and complete state of mind, then matter will begin the dance of ultimate upheaval, the dance of natural calamities. You will be stable and the people of the world will be in upheaval, because human souls cannot cleanse the world. The wind, earth, ocean and fire will cleanse the world through their upheaval. When you have created such a perfect stage through your tapasya, there will be revelation. So what Baba is telling us is that through our self-transformation, through the lighter we become, the more upheaval in the world there will become. And the energy of this fortress we just created with each other, that will be our safety. So with this energy and knowing what is coming, I want you to ask to, with Baba, you can also let Baba write your scenario in the final phase. When upheaval is there, people are in upheaval, nature is in upheaval, everything is changing, and you stay light. Can you imagine? Yeah, so please write how you are with Baba, how you feel Bab Dada, how you feel the angels, how you feel the subtle regions, how you feel everything, how you see yourself as a lighthouse at these moments. Can you imagine you keep this light with you, this Madhuban feeling, this warmth, this energy? So take your time to write your scenario without any fear. Yes? Okay, Shanti.